thank you and praise you in your Son's name. Amen. So this morning we're going to start a little jaunt into Max's testimony. And I want to preempt this with testimonies, while they're coming from an individual, are not about the individual. It's all about what God has done through the life that he has given that person. You know, this area, there's a lot of similarities between us. There's a few small differences. We're a conservative area. A lot of us have grown up in conservative churches. We don't see where all that much difference is, but even within, there are so many. Starting off, I know that in Scripture there's a lot of genealogy. And so I'll just start with a little bit of who, where, what, and why that I was brought into this world to be a part of. So, I've lived in this area my whole life. I was born within a quarter mile of here. Well, technically I was born in Wadsworth, but mom and dad, just up the road. Grandparents, like a lot of us, Swiss German. Except for on the Miller's side, I had a little bit of French. And I wasn't even aware we also had, within that Miller's side, at one point in time, they were Catholic. I was not aware of that until Dad's sale. And I found the Miller Catholic Bible with all the birth dates and everything with the names from back in the 1800s up to, I think, 1869 was the last entry. Shorels were my, down the road here. Actually, I live on what used to be the orchard in the Shorel farm. My great-grandpa Shorel was not a good person. At all. The stories that are told of him and his family are pretty hair-raising, to say the least. His name was Matisse. And supposedly he killed his brother over the farm. And he was not nice to my great-grandmother. I'm not sure how my grandma Miller came out of that, Fanny, because she was the sweetest person that ever lived. And my grandpa Miller was Ralph, where I got my middle name, Max Ralph. Grandpa Bowen, who was Swiss German all the way and was an elder in the Apostolic Church. So today we're looking at my youth up until 11 or 12. So I was born to Richard and Martha Miller. Dad was not a part of the church that I grew up in. My mom was the elder daughter. And it's interesting, today we hear a lot of speaking to our youth about Jesus, talking continually about the stories in the Bible. Mom, Dad never said anything about church or Jesus. Mom read the Bible every day. She would read to me, but I can't remember particular scriptural biblical stories that she read to me. I knew she had to have, because I took a stack of books to her every day, every evening like this. But the only one that I could really remember is The Whispering Rabbit. And I loved that story. That was my favorite story. And she read it every night. But somehow, I never doubted, from the time that I can recollect, family, even extended family, we got together a lot every week. Aunts and uncles, cousins. But any discussion about anything to do with eternity generally centered around church. I never heard the scripture opened other than to be read. But after that it was closed and there was no discussions, no real direction outside of church. Yet I never doubted. And that's the work of God. It wasn't there for me and my family. But he made it so I never doubted. You know, I was a kid that ran around. We didn't have electronics. We didn't have TV. So my days were spent down here at the little creek down the bottom, Tommy Run. And I think maybe that's why I have the fascination and love with the small things that God has done in the outdoors. I can remember, and a lot of people have heard this story already, but I'm going to tell it again. But I was back in the woods, and there was a frog. A puddle of water, this big around. But deep. And I like frog legs. So I would go back there and try and get this guy, and he would jump in every time I couldn't get him. And I took the gig back, and I'd go back, and I'd get him. And he'd be gone. There was just enough cover up underneath where the weeds were hanging over that I couldn't find him. So one day I got angry. And, you know, as a kid, 10, maybe, 11, maybe on the outside, I knew there was a God. I was comfortable enough to talk to him and make ridiculous requests. And after I jabbed that spear down in the mud so much that the water was nothing but brown chocolate, I threw that thing into the water and I said, God, let me get this thing, and I'll join church. I'll repent. I grabbed it to pull it up, throw it down again. He was on the end of the spear. Of course, I reneged for a few years, but I never forgot. He did either. Sunday school teachers. We don't think so much about taking care of kids in the Sunday school classes, but I can tell you that those early years that I spent with Mara Solinger, Helen Gosser, Grace, I just lost her name, Bill Steiner. Never were forgotten. The Bible stories they told, says in Psalm 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring, a reward from Him. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. We can also be trained in trouble. And it's hard for us to not depart from it. So it's very important that we're training, bringing youth to the Word, that we're in the Word. We won't get into it until a couple of Sundays from now. But teaching that's not correct has a huge effect. 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing that what you have, from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Matthew 21:15-16. When the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he, Jesus, did, and the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant, and they said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you, God, has prepared praise? And of course, Matthew 10:14, when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Through that stage. What we heard, what we learned, is in the past. And we'll stick with this forever. We have the responsibility, whether it's grandchildren, our own children, or our brothers and sisters' children in Sunday school or outside of Sunday school. Teach them the truth. To show them the love that God had for us. He brought us Jesus Christ. They're precious. The little ones are precious to God. Let's do our part. And they'll remember. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our teachers, for those who are willing to spend time with us, both for the young today and for us when we were young at one point in time. We thank you that we can say we know whom we receive the truth from. And we praise you for